In this bulletin, over 900 new COVID-19 cases in New South Wales and two more deaths. The Australian Defence Force evacuates another 750 people from Afghanistan. And in sport, Debbie Lee becomes the first woman inducted into the Australian Football Hall of Fame. This is SBS News. I'm Philippa Carnesbrook. New South Wales has recorded 919 new cases of locally acquired COVID-19, with over 700 under investigation. Two more people have died, including a woman in her 30s whose death was confirmed yesterday and a man in his 80s. Premier Gladys Berejiklian says 9.1 million COVID-19 vaccine jabs have now been given, but she's warned it will take a few weeks for vaccination to take effect.
And nearly one third of our population is fully vaccinated. It's hovering at 32-something%, which is great at this stage. And if we keep these rates up, we will hit further milestones. Please know that once you get the jab, it takes between 2 and 3 weeks for it to have effect. So make sure you continue to do all those things we've asked you to do, even when you're vaccinated.
Victoria has recorded 45 new locally acquired COVID-19 cases, 28 of which were in the community while infectious. Authorities have so far been able to link 36 cases to current outbreaks. The rest remain under investigation. It comes as Pfizer vaccination bookings open up for Victorians aged 16 to 39 across the state's 55 hubs. Queensland has recorded no new locally acquired cases of coronavirus. Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk has announced a 2-week pause on arrivals from New South Wales, Victoria and the ACT from midday. She says Queensland has been overwhelmed by people relocating to the state, placing immense pressure on its hotel quarantine system.
We have 5,114 people currently in hotel quarantine. That's a lot of people. 3,257 are domestic arrivals. 1,857 are from overseas. These are all in 22 hotels. And this has got to stop. It's too much pressure, so we have to put a pause. It's putting our workers at risk, and it's also putting our community at risk as well.
Those who have an exemption for compassionate reasons or for medical procedures will not be subject to the new rules. Another 750 people have been evacuated from Kabul Airport by the Royal Australian Air Force. It brings the total number of evacuees assisted by either Australian or Allied soldiers to 2,450. Over 400 Australians and Afghan nationals have arrived in Australia and are undertaking hotel quarantine. United States President Joe Biden is sticking to his August 31 deadline for withdrawal from Afghanistan despite concerns from other G7 nations. He's vowed to work with G7 nations on Afghan refugee settlement and counterterrorism measures.
We're currently on a pace to finish by August the 31st. The sooner we can finish, the better. Each day of operations brings added risk to our troops. We talked about our mutual obligation to support refugees and evacuees currently fleeing Afghanistan. The United States will be a leader in these efforts and will look to the international community and to our partners to do the same.
In sport, Debbie Lee has become the first woman inducted into the AFL's Hall of Fame. Others among the new intake, Chris Judd, Nathan Burke and Rob Wiley. Debbie Lee was recognised for her service as a player and administrator, predominantly in the VFLW competition, where she played more than 300 matches and was a 5-time Best and Fairest winner. And now a look at today's weather. Perth sunny 25, Adelaide shower 215, Melbourne shower 214, Hobart cloudy 12, Canberra cloudy 13, Wollongong shower 2, wind easing 17, Sydney shower 217, Newcastle possible shower 18, Brisbane sunny, winds easing 22, Cairns mostly sunny 29, and Darwin less humid and mostly sunny 34. I'm Philippa Carisbrook. This is SBS News.